Great Monday morning, beloved. Again, it is my privilege to be invited into your homes to share our mornings together for a few moments and read from God's Word. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 17. And verses 1 through 4 comprise the first of four servants' songs in the book of Isaiah. And in this passage, the servant is described as one whom God chose to see that justice is done on earth. And the reading concludes with God's promises to help his people. All right, again, God's saving word for us this week is justice and peace. So let's begin this beautiful Monday morning by reading Isaiah chapter 42, beginning at verse 1. The Lord says, "Here is my servant, whom I strengthen, the one I have chosen, with whom I am pleased. I have filled him with my spirit, and he will bring justice to every nation. He will not shout or raise his voice or make loud speeches in the streets. He will not break off a bent reed nor put out a flickering lamp. He will bring lasting justice to all. He will not lose hope or courage. He will establish justice on the earth. Distant lands eagerly wait for his teaching. God created the heavens and stretched them out. He fashioned the earth and all that lives there. He gave life and breath to all its people. And now the Lord God says to his servant, 'I, the Lord, have called you and given you power to see that justice is done on earth. Through you I will make a covenant with all peoples. Through you I will bring light to the nations. You will open the eyes of the blind and set free those who sit in dark prisons. I alone am the Lord your God. No other God may share my glory. I will not let idols share my praise. The things I predicted have now come true. Now I will tell you of new things, even before they begin to happen. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing his praise, all the world. Praise him, you that sail the sea. Praise him, all creatures of the sea. Sing, distant lands and all who live there. Let the desert and its own towns praise God. Let the people of Kedar praise him. Let those who live in the city of Selah shout for joy from the tops of the mountains. Let those who live in distant lands give praise and glory to the Lord. The Lord goes out to fight like a warrior. He is ready and eager for battle. He gives a war cry, the battle shout. He shows his power against his enemies. God says, "For a long time I kept silent. I did not answer my people, but now the time has come to act. I cry out like a woman in labor. I will destroy the hills and the mountains and dry up the grass and the trees. I will turn the river valleys into deserts and dry up the pools of water. I will lead my blind people by roads they have never traveled. I will turn their darkness into light and make rough country smooth before them. These are my promises, and I will keep them without fail. All who trust in idols, who call images their gods, they will be humiliated and disgraced." Today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. "I alone am the Lord your God. No other God may share my glory. I will not let idols share my praise." Now, it's interesting that here we see a promise of a servant that was fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ, who would bring justice to all the nations of the earth. And it's interesting to see how in countries around the world where the gospel of Jesus Christ has been preached, that there is justice in that land. Where the gospel of Jesus Christ is not obeyed, where it's not been presented, then we see injustice reign. Well, let's pray. Holy God, source of all light and truth, light my path that I may see the way to be a servant in your work of redemption, truth and justice. Guide me today, and may all I do and say give honor and glory to you. Amen. Well, join us tomorrow, beloved, as we will be in Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 12, where God's people will include all nations. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.